Thank you. Michael Peel, Financial Times. Another question on Myanmar, please. First of all, is there any evidence that any of the people sanctioned today have any assets in Europe? Because, of course, there have been sanctions for so long on Myanmar that it seems quite unlikely that they would have anything over here. And secondly, I mean, you talked about achieving a balance between putting on pressure and not undermining the democratic process. But are you disturbed that there doesn't seem to be any move towards any kind of accountability in the country? You have people not only in the military, but in the civilian government, including Aung San Suu Kyi herself, suggesting that this is somehow fake news or some kind of international conspiracy against Myanmar.
On the first part of the question, I'm sure we can share with you further information about that at the technical level. I don't have the details with me at the moment on the assets that these people might have or not in Europe. On the second part of the question, I hope we do not underestimate the magnitude of the problem, which is also why we've dedicated so much time, work, and myself personally visits both to Bangladesh, to the refugee camp, and to Myanmar, talks several times with Aung San Suu Kyi and different regional interlocutors, because it is quite clear that, first of all, the Rohingya population has to be protected. Bangladesh has to be helped in facing this huge challenge. Humanitarian standards and protection of human rights has to be fully guaranteed, and this is why we've insisted on the full involvement of the UNHCR and UN agencies that are relevant in this process. But we also have to take into consideration the deep roots of the problem that need to be addressed. This is why we always refer to the need to fully implement the Kofi Annan report. Last but not least, again, when I mentioned the long, difficult democratic transition of Myanmar, you know, 1 year ago, if I told you that a bilateral agreement between Myanmar and Bangladesh would have been signed on this issue, you would probably have not believed me. We witnessed this signature. I was there. I was talking with Bangladesh Prime Minister and with San Suu Kyi just a few days before the agreement was signed. The implementation is proven to be particularly challenging. Indeed, we do not deny this at all. This is why today we have adopted measures, also because we see that the implementation of the agreement is, to say the least, slow and difficult. But our intention is to encourage this implementation, which is also the approach that the Bangladesh leadership is taking. So we are there to try and help, including on the practical realization of the efforts needed on the ground to make sure that this agreement can be implemented. I want to stress that this agreement has to be implemented for all, and with Rohingya population at the core of the attention, because the risk singling out on the basis of ethnicity of religion, refugees that can come or not back to their own communities is obviously not acceptable for international standards and also for the European Union, obviously. Sorry, you need the microphone, I don't hear.
We can't hear you, Michael.
But I mean, just the specific point I put initially, what about the comments? Are you disturbed by the comments by various government officials that seem to try to discredit these allegations rather than taking them seriously?
You know, if I had to guide my work by how disturbed I am by comments here and there, I would stop working. What I focus on is the capacity we can have together with our partners, together with our interlocutors, together with others in the region, worldwide, and on the ground, to make difficult agendas advance. Comments are made, comments are relevant, especially when comments are done by authorities or people that have institutional responsibilities. They are relevant. But we try to advance the results, and this is what we are focusing on. But again, I would like to remind us all, today what we adopted is restrictive measures. So it's not just about being disturbed, it's also about taking actions. But I want this to be clear, actions and restrictive measures that are aimed at achieving results for the implementation of the agreement that was signed, and the signing of the agreement was an act, an official act by the authorities. So we expect a full implementation of that.